be strong.
When they say what the church look like, it look like us.
Tony,
all my ladies out there trucking, so as they go, let's go. She gon' take care of her bitch, she trucking, she trucking. She a woman with a rig, she trucking, she trucking. She gon' take care of her kids, she trucking, yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she trucking, she trucking. She trucking, she trucking, she trucking. She a boss, she do it big, she trucking, she trucking. She a woman with a rig, she trucking, she trucking. She trucking, she trucking, she trucking. Often hated, never duplicated. Nah. We underestimated, cause it's male dominated. But we getting payment like it's money motivated. Our clientele rated while they dragging, we gon' slay it. By the hour, we them girls and we got power. Yeah. Haters everywhere, like those taxes, they be sour. Dropping lows, know the road and we be running. Run. You can never do it like us, and that's a bummer, huh? They got my back, so I got my girls with me. Yeah. I can't be like you, cause the shoes just won't fit me. All these moves and we make it all happen. We just showing food while the rest of y'all rapping. Clocking in and making ends, running racks up. Focus like a lens, we don't focus on the trends, nah. Like a truck is pulling in, told them back that. Focus and pretend, we don't notice who they is, nah. She gon' take care of her bitch, she trucking, she trucking. She a woman with a rig, she trucking, she trucking. She gon' take care of her kids, she trucking, yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she trucking, she trucking.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the She Trucking Podcast on this wonderful Tuesday. I hope that you all are doing well. I know that I am exhausted, but we are all here, and I am thankful that you all are here. You're listening, you're chiming in, you're looking, and thank you for having me on your Tuesday night. My name is Shauna Sellers. I am a professional truck driver of almost 9 years now, and I'm also the lead admin in the She Trucking community. And again, my name is Shauna Sellers. So welcome to the She Trucking podcast. I want to make sure that you all go and subscribe. Go and subscribe to the She Trucking YouTube page. Please go and subscribe to the YouTube She Trucking page and get all of the wonderful free videos, all of the information that you or questions that you may need to have that's not getting answered. Like, it's all on the She Trucking YouTube page. So go and make sure that you go and subscribe. Go and subscribe to the Instagram, follow on Instagram. And if you're not a part of the She Trucking community on Facebook, please send a request. We'll be glad to have you ladies in the community. When you come in, we're dropping all kinds of gems. We have so much information in the community itself for you. There should be no questions unanswered in the community. And if so, if nobody sees your question, because sometimes that may happen, just make sure that you come and send a message to one of the admins. The She Trucker community is diversity. I mean, we take all women. You're going to see us all in there just having a good time, loving on each other. We are all sisters. We just love the community itself. So, okay, let's get started tonight. Topic is going to be trucking jobs and careers. Trucking jobs and careers. So that is going to be our topic for tonight. I am not going to take up too much of your time on this wonderful Tuesday. Please, if you have any questions, please, if you have any anything you would love to add to this podcast in the comments, please drop it in the comments for me. please. And again, my name is Shauna Sellers, and I am the lead admin in the She Trucking community on Facebook. Please like, subscribe, and follow. So let's get started here. So the trucking industry offers a range of careers, okay? From entry-level positions to high-level management roles. Some examples of careers. Okay. Some examples of careers in the trucking industry include truck driver, number one. This is the most common job in the trucking industry. Truck drivers transport goods from one location to another, often driving long distance. Long distance, locally, it doesn't matter. You are a truck driver. You are a professional driver, okay? It does not matter if you are local or if you're over the road. It doesn't matter. I get tired or sick and tired of folks out here separating us. And I say us because if you have a Class A professional license, then you are a driver, regardless. If you go around the corner and back, I don't care. You are a driver. You are a driver. You have the most important role. So, hey, Glenn, queen, awesome queen. I'm 42 plus years in this game, second generation to see queens take their rightful place. It's awesome. I don't hate, I congregate. Okay, salute. Would love to share my knowledge, my understanding, and support any way I can. Each one teach one. I'm my brother and sister keepers. Okay, Mr. Glenn, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that. We really do need to all come together as one, support each other out here in this industry, because like we was talking not long ago, probably about an hour ago on Instagram, and it was a very hot topic on Instagram. And we just need to all make sure that we're looking out for each other. We are in this together. And we all need to just research, stop getting played out here, and share the information. You got folks out here just overcharging for free information. There's no reason for you to be paying for so much money for free information. It just don't make sense. Okay, so I've been trucking now for almost 9 years myself. I don't know if I mentioned that or not, but I've been trucking myself for almost 9 years myself. I am actually local. I'm a local company driver. Okay. So I've been locally driving since I came out of school. So you don't hear that a lot, but as soon as I came out of school, I applied for some local jobs and I ended up landing one. And I've been with them ever since. And they've been good to me. I have never had any problems or issues. I know the city where I'm at. So I think the hardest part was backing. Backing up to a lot of the locations that we go to and from, which is so tight. But hey, I'm a pro down, like I'm the queen at backing up. You hear me? I am the queen. I'm telling you. So back to the trucking jobs and careers. So truck driver was one of them. Hi, Ruth, how are you? Glad you are here. Glad that you are here. Glad you are able to join the podcast. Thank you so much. Share, y'all. Make sure y'all share this. Okay, so truck driving, dispatchers. Dispatchers are responsible for scheduling and coordinating the delivery of goods. I'm sorry. They work closely with drivers to ensure that deliveries are made on time and that any issues are addressed promptly. Like right then and there. So again, I was just talking to someone else about the dispatchers and, you know, their role. And some of them take their role to the extreme. Like they think because they dispatching you, they are the boss. Like they are actually signing your check and, you know, they able to hire you, fire you. And no, it's not like that, sir, ma'am. You come in and you clock in like I do. You get a check like I do. They sign your check. Just found out that Knight Swift purchased U.S. Express. We was just talking about that. Hi, Austin. How are you today? I'm glad you are here. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining the Sheep Trucking Podcast. I am glad that you are here. I know it's getting kind of late, but we are here. We are truck drivers. Hey, we don't sleep much. We do not sleep much, I'm telling you. So even with me being a local driver, I don't sleep much. I am an entrepreneur as well. So I have other multiple businesses that I run and operate of my own. And I just love being local. I don't know what the advantages are really of being over the road, because I never have done over the road driving. And I'm kind of jealous, you know, now. I wish that I had done it, but then when I would make jokes about me going over the road, you have some over the road drivers like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, you know. So, hey, I just always remain local. I also train some with the company that I'm with. I haul some of the hazardous material loads that they may have, which is not a whole lot, but I do that as well. So accident free, thank God. So again, I've been trucking for almost 9 years now and I love it. Good evening, new listener. Hi there, Miss Shelley. How are you, Miss Jackson? I am so glad that you are here. Thank you for joining the Sheep Trucking Podcast. We would love to hear from you more. We actually have the Sheet Trucking Podcast every Sunday also. So make sure that you guys are subscribing and you have the Sheet Trucking Podcast new schedule that is up right here. And on the 25th, which is this coming Sunday, and you know it's International Women's Month. So this is the podcast of all female truckers out here in the industry. So join us on Saturday, March the 25th from 8 to 10 p.m. EST time. Please subscribe to the Sheet Trucking also on YouTube and on Facebook. And again, if you would love to be a part of the Sheet Trucking community, please send us a request. We would love to have you, Miss Shelley. If you are not in the industry, if you're thinking about getting in the industry, please join us in the community. You will love it. You will love it. You will love it. You will love it. I promise. So we would love to have you, and thank you for joining us again on this podcast. But back to what I was just talking about, as far as me being a local driver and all of that good stuff, and it has its advantages. Again, I love being home. You are able to be with your family more. You're able to go to your doctor's appointments. If you're sick, if you're not feeling well, you don't have to get up that morning. You're like, okay, I'm calling out, I'm not coming in, you know, and you just lose that day. Or you can use your vacation time like me I think I have probably about 3 weeks worth of like vacation time and all of that stuff. You have the 401k. I mean, it's just awesome feeling to be home in your bed. And yes, International Women's Month. Yes, Michelle. Yes, it is. We are out here. Believe it or not, we are out here. And I just want to spread the love. I would just want to spread the love to each and every last one of you. I want everyone to know that this is International Women's Month, and we gonna give each and every last one of you a shout out. Hi, Miss Tanisha. How are you today, Miss Washington? Good evening to you. Thank you so much for joining the She Trucking Podcast. Thank you so much. On this great evening, I am so glad that you all are here joining me, watching, listening, all of that good stuff. But please, please make sure that you go to the YouTube channel and subscribe to She Trucking. Please do that. We would love to give you a shout out also. So our topic for, today is jobs in the trucking industry, jobs and careers in the trucking industry. Okay. So we covered the truck driver. We just covered the dispatchers, kind of sort of. I was leaning on the dispatchers, you know, again, just like, they think they are really the boss. So when it comes down to dispatching, you know, they are good at dispatching your own loads. They pretty much have in control of the load board. They're able to see the different loads. They try to clear their load board if they can. So, hey, Mr. Smith, how are you? She Trucking Podcast, Miss Shauna. Evening, everybody. Third generation truck driver, 47 years. Oh, wow. And still trucking. It's a lifestyle. I'm out racking. Okay, Mr. Smith, thank you so much for coming on to the She Trucking Podcast. I thank you so much again, every one of you, for joining me on this She Trucking Podcast. Again, my name is Shauna Sellers. I am the lead admin in the She Trucking community on Facebook. And again, to especially all the women, because it is an all women's community. So if you would love to join us in the community, please send a friend request and all of that good stuff. We would love to have you. If you would love to go to the She Trucking YouTube channel and pick up all those gems that's on that YouTube channel, I'm telling you, it's free. Watch the videos. That's a lot of answers to your questions that you may have. And I think I seen somebody that, who was that? Was that you, Ms. Smith, from California? What? Oh, wow. Callie in the house. Callie is in the house. You hear me? I'm over here in the Northeast. I'm in Charlotte. Actually, Charlotte, North Carolina is where I'm at the time. Back to the dispatchers. So, yeah, they want to be a boss. Like, just control the load board. Tell me where to go, and that's it. And, again, if you don't feel comfortable with going somewhere, again, a lot of you drivers need to learn and to understand that. And I tell everyone, my license is my company. This is my job. This is my business. Thank you, Miss Washington. Shout out to Tanisha. She done subscribed to the She Trucking YouTube channel. Awesome. So you're going to be getting the podcast information and all of that stuff is going to come on there. Also, you're going to get all that information on that YouTube. So you cannot miss anything. You will not miss anything. So you will enjoy it. Thank you so much for joining and subscribing. Subscribing to the YouTube channel. Thank you so much. So the dispatchers, back to them. Ugh. They can be such a headache. Oh my gosh, because don't ask them for no directions. You have some dispatchers that has never driven a truck or even been in a truck, an 18-wheeler, a semi, all of that ever in their lives. So they're good for trying to send you to locations and places where you have never been before. It's rough. It is rough as a truck driver. Don't let no one tell you differently. I know that we have some on here just now that's been trucking for 47 years. Oh my goodness, you're that older than me. You've been out here running for a long time, 47 years old. But may I ask, when do you think that you would ever stop trucking? Will you ever stop trucking? Will you retire? Do you all have any other, like, you have your own business? Are you an entrepreneur as well outside of trucking, or is trucking it, that's it? You know, is that your complete passion? Like, is that it? So it's just wondering for those of you that's trucking like me. But back to the dispatchers. I just love each and every last one of you that's on this podcast. Oh my goodness, it's so amazing to communicate, to network, and share the love to each and every last one of you. I just love it. So, but yeah, the dispatchers, they act like they own you. And I'm like, wait, this is my license. I can take this anywhere I want to go. I can go anywhere. As long as your record, your driver record is clean, baby, I'm gone. I'm out of here. And trust and believe me, I'm going to land a job the same day, because that's all that's out here. If you have a license and if you're not able to land a job, a class A professional driver license, and you're not able to land a job, something is not right. Something's not right. And those of you that's thinking about getting into the industry, make sure that you do your research. Make sure that you ask questions before you get into the industry. You can even call some of the schools. Some of the companies, they might tell you what they want to tell you, you know, what you want to hear to get you in the door and get you in. Because each and every last one of these companies out here need drivers. Trust me, they need drivers all the time. So that's why I say that you don't have to put up with no mess. You know, you can take it wherever you want to go. So, but yeah, the dispatchers are responsible for scheduling and coordinating the delivery of goods. They work closely with drivers to ensure that deliveries are made on time and that any issues are addressed promptly. Okay. So then we're going to go to the fleet managers. Okay. Excuse me. Fleet managers oversee the operations of a trucking company's fleet of vehicles. They ensure that vehicles are properly maintained and that drivers are following all safety regulations. Okay, I have a fleet manager. She a trip, but she been with the company for about 30 years, but she cool though. She all right, she cool. I ain't got no complaints, but anyway, she might be on here watching. But okay, so operations managers oversee the day-to-day operations of a trucking company, including dispatching, routing and maintenance. So yeah, operation managers plays a huge role. But just get along with all of them, okay? So we're going to go to the next one. Safety managers, okay? Safety managers are responsible for ensuring that a trucking company's operations are in compliance with all safety regulations. They develop safety policies and procedures and work with drivers to ensure that they are following them. Okay. Yes, spread the love. I'm from California, but I live in Texas. Oh, wow. All good, Queen. I run Atlanta, Georgia to Savannah, Georgia three times. Load up, load back from Savannah, Georgia. Tuesday and Thursday, I deliver loads from Savannah, Georgia and reload from Savannah, Georgia. Life is a pace, not a race. Older road is overrated, meaning to each his own. Yeah, but if you got a family, you lost a lot of, not being in your family life. Over the road is not when I started in 1980. Oh, wow. To each his own. I'm loving home every night. I enjoy the fruits of my labor. Absolutely. And people have to understand costs versus benefits. Good account. Yeah, you are absolutely correct. I'm not an owner operator, but I hear so much about how owner operator, what the things that they go through. So thank you so much for sharing that knowledge. Thank you so much. And again, over the road versus local, you can do make it. I'm supposed to be retiring in June. Okay. Oh, you getting tired now, Mr. Smith? Sheet trucking, no problem. I'm old school. Just tell me how to plug in. I will be there. Been doing this since my dad started in 1968. I started driving with no power steering and no air conditioning in the truck. Wow, Mr. Orr. Wow. I can only imagine. Wow. Now that's old school. Now another old school, when they come at me and they say, I've been driving out here for so long to where all you needed was a chauffeur's license. They called it back then a chauffeur's license back in the day, long time ago. That's when you didn't have to have no CDL license. All you needed was a chauffeur's license to drive. So Miss Ashley, is in the building. Hi, Miss Thomas. How are you on this wonderful Tuesday evening? Glad that you are here. Glad to have you here on the She Trucking Podcast on this great Tuesday night. So we are discussing trucking jobs and careers. So the logistics coordinators are responsible for coordinating the movement of goods from one location to another. They work closely with shippers, carriers, and receivers to ensure that deliveries are made. So all these positions, these roles are very, very important. And again, these are the trucking careers and jobs outside of not just being a truck driver. It's more than just being a truck driver in the trucking industry. Like, it's a lot of other positions that you can apply for also. So you got the customer service representatives. They work with customers to ensure that their needs are met. They answer questions, address concerns, and provide information about delivery schedules. You got to be good with that customer service and fast, I'm sure. And you got to be good with that. So, yeah. Miss Tammy Hall, hello. How are you? How are you on this wonderful evening, Miss Hall? Thank you for joining us. So we, again, are on the trucking careers and jobs. And we just went over the customer service rep. So these are just a few examples of many careers available in the trucking industry. Okay. So the trucking, the industry is consistently evolving. And new roles are emerging, and technology and regulations continue to change the way companies operate. Okay, so that's just a few So again, those of you that may not want to be a truck driver, you don't have to be a truck driver. You don't have to be in the trucking industry. But if you are planning on running a trucking company, I recommend you to get that CDL license, okay? Get your CDL license. So careers in the supply chain field, okay? We're going to go to the supply chain field. And we have procurement specialists and buyer, okay? So they are responsible for sourcing materials and services needed for a company's operations, okay? And that's the procurement specialist buyer. I'm tired, y'all. I'm getting tongue tagged and all that stuff. I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning, okay? And I'm gonna be back up again at 5 o'clock. And we're gonna do this again. So we're going on to the next one, which is gonna be the inventory manager, which oversees inventory levels and ensures that goods are available when needed. Okay, so that was the inventory manager. Bless sis. Absolutely, Ms. Hall. How are you? So now we're going to go to the logistics coordinator. That the logistics coordinator coordinates the movement of goods and ensures they are delivered on time and at the right location. They need to be telling you about some of these locations when they get there. They need to tell you that it's a big hole over there. The fence right here at the dock. They ain't going to tell you that. So anyways, okay, supply chain analyst, okay, analyzes data related to supply chain activities to identify areas for improvement. All right. So that's supply chain analyst. And then we're going to go to the transportation manager. Felicia Bedding, it's okay, sis. You're doing great. Thank you, Ms. Bedding. Thank you so much. We're trying to get this. We going to get this podcast. We going to bring all the women together. We taking over the world. It's International Women's Month, okay? We're going to go on to the transportation manager, okay? Transportation manager, manage the transportation of goods from one location to another, including selecting carriers and negotiating contracts. So that's the transportation manager. So we're going to go on to the distribution center manager. Wow, it's a big name. Manages the operations of a distribution center, including receiving, storing, and shipping goods. Got a nice role. And again, these are jobs that you can possibly turn into careers. And, you know, it's pretty good, I'm sure. So we're going to go on to supply chain planner, okay? Wow. Plans and forecasts demand for goods and services and creates production and inventory plans to meet that demand. And that's a supply chain planner. All right. So we're going to go on to the next one, which is, the supply chain manager. I was going to say, I just said it. supply chain manager, which oversees all aspects of supply chain from procurement to delivery and ensures that all activities are working together to achieve the company's goals. And that's the supply chain manager. Okay, go and apply. So these are just a few examples of many careers in the supply chain field. The field is constantly evolving, and new roles are emerging as technology and global markets continue to change. So Thank you again for joining the Sheet Trucking Podcast on this wonderful Tuesday. I don't want to take up too much of your time. It's kind of late. And plus, truck drivers, we got to get our rest. We got stuff to deliver. We got things to do. So do you have any questions? Any questions for me? Any questions? Have you all subscribed? Have you liked, follow, and share, and subscribe to the Instagram, YouTube, Facebook? And don't forget to join us, please, for this International Women's Month podcast, which is going to take place on Saturday, March the 25th, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you subscribe to Facebook and the YouTube. Thank you so much. This concludes the She Trucking Podcast on this wonderful Tuesday night. Thank you. And don't forget, oh, I almost forgot. Make sure that you go and subscribe and follow Have Faith in Fashion. Yes, please subscribe to Have Faith in Fashion. We just had a business spotlight on Saturday. And this is a small business, and they will spotlight it on Saturday on the podcast. So go back and look at it. You will love it, but please subscribe to Have Faith in Fashion also, and follow on Instagram and on Facebook as well. Thank you so much again to every one of you that has joined me on this wonderful night. Thank you for listening, for looking in. Thank you for having me and all of that good stuff. Until next time, I will see you around.
DJ Tony Dunn. She gon' take care of her bitch, she truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin'. She gon' take care of her kids, she truckin'. Yeah, she a boss, she do it big, she truckin'. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin'.
There are cars everywhere.
Bobby's, you're about to get on the interstate.
Oh,
so slow
God.
The truck down.
Oh, God.
Slow the truck down. Slow, for real, slow the truck down. Stay over here on the left, okay? Take your high side. Go up here, okay?
I cannot believe I'm getting on the interstate.
Accelerate. Stay on this side, accelerate. Go faster, Bobby, faster.
Crap.
Look at all this traffic.
There are cars everywhere.
And now we're gonna take it to the highest gear that you ever been in. We're gonna take it to the 10th gear.
Now?
There we go.
10th gear right now!
Go to keycandy.com and purchase my book. Hello, hello, everybody. I am Dr. Tina J. Ramsey, and I want to share with you about CTR Media Network. Have you heard? CTR Media Network is a new standard of podcasting with over 30 plus podcasters. We reach 350 million global listeners worldwide in over 50 plus countries across all major podcasting and social media platforms. We have featured over 1,000 guests. What we specialize in is helping business owners, entrepreneurs, coaches, and fellow podcasters expand their visibility on our platform. We're all about positioning with disability connections and teaching you how to monetize what you do. Let me tell you something. If you're a business owner, we have sponsorships opportunities. We have commercial slots. We also have opportunities for you to be a featured guest on any of our shows. So what are you waiting for? CTR Media Network is who we are, and this is where you need to be. So go to ctrmedianetwork.com and click our store feature so that you can see which opportunity fits your life and your budget so that we can get started working with you today.